So I was basically talking about Benny the Butcher. We was gonna break down the album, or just talk about it, or whatever. I've been listening to Benny the Butcher for a couple years now. You know what I'm saying? This album, The Plugs I Met, is very dope. The first track after the skit intro is Crown of Kings, featuring Black Thought. And as everybody know, anytime Black Thought get on a track, he destroys. He goes in. He definitely delivered on this song, Crowns for Kings, on Benny the Butcher's album, The Plugs I Met. That shit was hard. He went stupid hard in that. So the features on this album is pretty dope, man. He got some good features. Black Thought was one of them. I didn't expect Benny the Butcher to do a track with Black Thought. I know that Black Thought was aware of him, and he is a spitter. I just didn't think he would be on this album, so that was a dope surprise. So the next track after that is called Sunday School, featuring 38 Special and Jadakiss. 38 Special is another dope upstate MC. He comes from Rochester, New York. Very dope LMC as well, you know what I'm saying? He got his own record label called Trust, and it's pretty dope, man. He another one from upstate. Upstate is holding it down for raw hip hop right now on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? For that raw, lyrical, gritty, monolic hip hop. You know what I mean? Upstate New York has got it holding it down. New York City, you know, is always going to be there for us or whatever. For the tri-state area, New York City is always going to be known. But upstate New York is really making a lot of noise within the last 5 or 6 years. And between Griselda Records, 38 Special, and his joint, Trust, and also Etho. Etho is another dude that's been around for a long time. He's also from Rochester. So those upstate cats is really making a lot of noise right now. So yeah, he's on Sunday School along with Jadakiss. And Jadakiss, you know, they both went in on that. You know, Jadakiss always been an ill spitter. He's on the album making it happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that song was a dope song as well. One of my favorite tracks, Word Up. That joint was hard. They all went in. The next track after that is Dirty Harry, featuring RJ Payne and Conway the Machine. Like I said, Conway is another one of the top cats from Griselda Records. Westside Gunn's the leader, Conway is his brother, and actually Conway and Westside Gunn is being the Butcher's cousin. Rest in peace to Machine Gun Black. That was being the Butcher's older brother. That was down with the team too. You know, he passed away, he got killed. They always represent Machine Gun Black. RJ Payne is the one featured on this track, Dirty Harry. He's been around for a long time as well. If y'all never heard of RJ Payne, y'all need to Google him ASAP. This guy's been killing it, spitting crazy. This guy's like the most consistent MC that I've seen in a very long time. And I mean consistent. This guy drops at least 4 or 5 projects a year. So I was up on RJ Payne before he got signed to BSF, which is Black Soprano Family, which has been in the Butcher's, you know, that's his team. He signed RJ Payne, but BSF is also connected to Griselda Records, of course. RJ Payne's an ill spitter, man. This guy, he just, yo, Murder in Less Than 60 Seconds. Y'all go look that up on all the IG, YouTube, you know, look that up. He got albums out, If Cocaine Can Talk, Volume 1 through 5. You know, what else he got? He just dropped Leatherface on his debut. That's his project, his debut project on BSF, Griselda. That's his new joint. He just dropped that a couple weeks ago. That's hot. So, yeah, he's on here representing, going hard just like all the rest of the cats, man, doing his thing. So, yeah, that's Dirty Harry. Conway is Conway still talking. You know how Conway get. Those that know, Conway still going ill, talking crazy, going in. So then the next song is Took the Money to the Plug House. And that beat is stupid. What you coming, nigga? give y'all a little sample.
I took the money to the plug house. Ain't no fuck around with Benny and Uncle Al. I took the money to the plug house. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm from Buffalo where it's cold in summer. All we know is hustling. Lower numbers than the Ochoa brothers. They broke the code and we exposed the suckers. They know the flow disgusting. A Griselda feature will blow your budget. Been through hell, had to make it. I was well validated. Kept my family in my scale. Calibrated 2012. I'm in sales for a sale.
So yeah, that joint right there, man. You know, that's the next one. 18 Wheeler. Now, everybody that been listening to Benny the Butcher and know about Benny the Butcher, always, a lot of people always felt like he should do a track with Pusha T. Well, here it is. You know what I mean? His first track with Pusha T. 18 Wheeler. That's the next track on this joint right here. And it's dope as well. You know what I'm saying? Beach Bananas.
Let's go. The butcher coming, nigga. Hey, look, we don't do no price fuck, cause I already know they numbers. Plus me and your old connect was tighter than them Doce runners. First time I ever cooked the deuce, I got a four-way from it. Stabbed it in the
pot. Beat is crazy. Hit and push both going in hard. You know what I mean?
Practicing the mirror, brick of money to your earlobe. Six picks, same brick, something's weird though. They say a hero's nothing but a sandwich. The 488 coming through like the praying mantis. My bitches got standards, it's fan love and war. It's okay to fuck a scammer as long as he empty.
Word, represent it. Just like everybody thought he would. Him and Push sound perfect together. Then the last track. I believe it's the last track. Yeah, 5 to 50 featuring India. You know, nice little joint, little trappy on this beat right here. But he just want to show his skills. Like, yo, he still can do that trap shit too. But this guy, you know, he can spit.
Tell the truth, that's the perfect business. Cause in the truck, I was paying double for some work that wasn't.
I think he just wanted to show people he knew how to spit, you know what I'm saying, on that trap wave as well, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, you know, get the album, you know, it's dope. Got Apple Music, any streaming services, man, make sure y'all stream that Benny the Butcher, the plugs I met, you know, one of them, you know, it's one of them joints, you know. My next episode, I'm probably gonna go, and we're gonna talk about, Derringer, the in-house producer. He has a beat album out as well right now called Baker's Dozen. LL Beats. It's pretty dope. Those that write rhymes or, you know, record or whatever, might want to sharpen your sword up on them beats right there. If you like them real gritty joints. Like me, for me, you know, always like production like that. Derringer reminds me of like an alchemist, you know, with his production style, Alchemist, Havoc, you know, those kind of joints. So we'll be talking about that soon. This is my first episode. Y'all just wanted to give an introduction to my introduction to y'all, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, I gotta come back with some more raw, you know, I'll be having interviews and things of that nature when I can get a hold of them. Some MCs, some producers, you know, stuff like that. But I just want to talk about raw hip hop. I'm not gonna, you know, or lyrical hip hop. You know, dope hip hop. Like, we not, you know, I'm not getting on here to talk about none of them pop hip hop records that be on the radio. The trendy record. Nah, this is about raw underground scrolls of rawness. You know, records. You know what I mean? And that dollar menu hip hop. You know what I mean? Straight up raw stuff here. Once again, it's Trav. This is the Scrolls of Rawness podcast. And I'll be back to y'all soon. One. Oh, thanks for listening. We be back.